This is Twit.
Ron.
Yes.
Shall we? You have something that you wanted to show off that's pretty cool, not necessarily as powerful or as multifunctional as what Ron brought in, but you do have something cool to show us.
Well, I'm just really glad that Ron started us off in the mid-range because I want to push us even lower, right?
All right. Like, let's do it.
I almost want to break out like the infomercial voice, but you could spend less. So this is the CoolPad Legacy. It was either earlier this year or the end of last year, I got to play with a $40 CoolPad, the CoolPad Illumina. This is their kind of step up to something a little bit nicer, full retail around $180, but this thing is regularly on Metro for less. Like, sure. I think when it kicked off, it was $120 or $130 phone. 6.4-inch full HD plus display, Snapdragon 450, 3 gigs of RAM, 32 gigs of storage, dual rear cameras, I think a 13 megapixel and a 5 megapixel for depth and sort of like that old Huawei system for extra clarity and contrast. And then a 4,000 milliamp hour battery with Quick Charge 3. And it's a lot nicer than I thought it was going to be. And this is just sort of reinforcing again, now we're still not covering the basics at $180. There are things on here that are really nice quality of life improvements to bring to an ultra cheap device. Like, a humongous screen is nice for multimedia and firing up videos. The LCD isn't going to win any awards for being the most color accurate, but you know, you're on an airplane, you're flying from LA to New York, and you have plenty of battery life to watch movies the entire time and not have to charge it up when you hit the ground. You know, that type of improvement to use to interactions. The Snapdragon 450 obviously gets a little twitchier. It's a little bit laggier, especially when you hit it with a bunch of services all at once. Like, you update an app and you're trying to use the phone throughout the rest of the UI, you'll notice some stutters. But it's plenty capable hardware at a phenomenal price. And this is just sort of pushing the needle on where we were last year with Moto G6s. You know, that kind of power envelope is now coming in even cheaper with a really nice build quality. Headphone jack, speakers, metal frame, plastic back. It actually reminds me a lot of like Lumia 925s or some of those old Microsoft Fablity phones. I'm not trying to say that CoolPad like ripped them off.
No,
but the industry walked away from some of those build design choices, and now we've got entry-level players that are picking them back up. So this, I think, is going to be another really exciting segment for smartphone consumers. The smartphone is a commodity. We're going to throw around phrases like cover the basics, but this does better than just covering email, texting, and phone calls. Like, you can actually get some fun multimedia use out of something like this. And this is the segment that I think a number of manufacturers are really going to start targeting more. We got news that Nokia is going to be bringing more phones to the United States in the entry level and mid-range. Mm. We know Samsung is refreshing the A series, and the A10e at $180 will certainly not quite compete with what CoolPad is doing here for full retail $180. So I think this is going to start heating up. I think this $200 price spectrum is going to start delivering far more capable devices, just as we've seen that kind of tech march down into the $300 to $500 price territory too. So again, that to me is really the exciting trend that a phone like this shows off, is it's way better than just, I can do my email and text, less than $200 to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying for years that the mid-range to low-end was the most underserved market, and that I think that, you know, Android historically has skewed higher range for too long. And so, like, that's why I'm excited to see what Motorola is doing. That's why I'm excited to see what Google finally did. You know, sub $200, crazy. I mean, that opens the door for so many more users.
Yeah, when I saw that announcement on Samsung refreshing the A series and making a bigger play about bringing them to the United States, I think that's really telling that smartphone as a commodity that idea is starting to take root with the manufacturers actually supplying these devices. It's not, can we keep someone paying $40 a month for 2.5 years? Consumers are holding onto their products longer. Consumers are getting a little savvier with their shopping. This is in my own personal experiences of family and friends of, you know, my family holding onto devices much, much longer. And then when they're ready to buy a new phone, the Galaxy in their pocket is no longer a foregone conclusion because they see that sticker shock. They see that $1,000, $900, $800 price tag.
Or $25 per month for the next 3 years.
And they're thinking about it. A lot of them will still continue on with the brands that they're familiar with. Familiarity still rules the day. But it's bad when it's tough for a manufacturer when you build brand loyalty and you have that emotional attachment to your consumers when they start rationalizing and trying to do the math on their purchases, because you'll start losing some of them. They'll start straying. Some of them will make different purchasing decisions. And now we've got better solutions to fulfill some of those shoppers looking to make a change.